Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. 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 Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic.
All right. Welcome to episode 2 of season 9. Talking Raptors. Barry Taylor here with Nick Reynolds. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, it's going good, buddy. I like that as soon as we start recording, a lawnmower just fires up outside.
It's raining out, too.
Not even grass outside. I don't get it. But
it's raining, but you know what? Lawnmower's got to mow.
Yeah. Rain or shine. It's sunshine on the inside, Barry. I feel great.
Broadcasting, as always, on Raptors Republic. RaptorsRepublic.com.
Get your sixes. Come get your sixes. We got a six from here. Six over there. Six from the six.
Drake, here's your royalty money.
Here you are, Drizzy.
Anything happening with the global ambassador to report?
He had a Narcos-themed birthday party.
Nice.
It's about all I got on the Drake front right now.
That's pretty good. Yeah. That's pretty good.
He's been hanging out with like a street baller from Toronto called K Showtime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And they just go to parks and punk people and make videos, and it's actually very entertaining.
That's great. Wow, love that.
Thing one.
What a week. 1-3.
Hell of a week.
A lot of ups and downs, I'd say, for the first week of the season. Started off with the home opener, which was kind of a nightmare.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yep.
I was at the game. I was actually... In a weird, I don't even know what it is. You were with my girlfriend doing shows in Kingston.
Yeah.
And I was with your girlfriend at the basketball game.
Yeah, yeah.
And before any sick fucks throw out the wife swap idea, let's take it.
That joke was thrown a few times.
Immediately.
I have to yell at people. Listen, relax.
It's a lot. All right, that's a lot.
Take it easy.
Anyway, so we were at the game. The intros were amazing. I was pumped. And Fred addressed the crowd before everything. And there was a good vibe. It felt good.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the game started, and it was shit.
And the good vibe stopped immediately.
Literally, up until I'd say midway through the fourth quarter, I just kept telling your girl, I was like, there's no way we lose this game. Like, there's no chance we're losing to this fucking team.
Yeah.
And then it just didn't. It just kept happening.
Never came together.
It just kept. And I was like, dude, we can't lose to this team. Like, there's no chance. There's no chance. And there was every chance.
There was a chance.
It happened. It absolutely happened.
Yeah.
And really hurt. Really surprised.
It was right out the gate. You're like, oh, it's going to be some growing pains this season.
Right?
Like, way more than we thought.
I did not expect it against Washington. I'll say that.
Yeah.
For sure. So that was, you know.
I'm going to chalk that first one up to jitters. And,
sure.
You know, haven't been home in 2 years and.
Don't have the chemistry down yet.
Yeah, and you're overwhelmed. Like, right. you're emotional hearing the fans again, all the video intros and
exactly.
stuff. Like,
it was a very big night. Sure. Yeah. And then game two against Boston, we're like, all right, this is what I'm talking about.
This is it.
This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Scottie Barnes is the next Magic Johnson. It's done.
Yep.
Guaranteed. And happiness, pure happiness, destroying Boston during their home opener.
It's the greatest thing ever.
In front of Paul Pierce.
Yeah. That's always great, too.
Right? Now we're back on track.
But we could lose every single game the rest of the season. As long as we beat Boston every time we play them, we'll be fucking happy.
The biggest loss they've ever had on a home opener in the franchise's history.
Is that true?
Yeah, the history of that historic franchise. That was the worst home opener they've ever had.
So I obviously was following the game on my phone, and then I rewatched it, but I didn't get to rewatch our feed. I watched Boston's feed.
Okay.
And Brian Scalabrine... Love Scottie Barnes, man.
Yes.
I loves him.
Kept seeing that on Twitter, that he kept bringing him up.
Kept talking about it. I was like, this guy's a stud.
Man, on that game, he was out of control.
Dude, he was like, if he has this in his game, we're in a lot of trouble.
It was very much a moment of, oh, this is Masai Ujiri did it, not only with the draft pick, but just this philosophy of let's just get a bunch of long wings and we're good. And it's like, yeah, Yeah, that works.
Looks like it, yeah.
And then, you know, one of the happiest, and that was Friday night, and I was like, my God, it's a back-to-back. As I said, you were away with my lady, so I had the place to myself, yeah. Right? You guys are in Kingston doing shows.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, all day, I'm like, I'm going to just sit here and watch basketball all weekend. What a great weekend. And then the freaking Dallas game. And listen, I don't want to be that guy, but that... The refs straight up fucked up that game.
Yeah.
100%. Okay. Because the Raptors were cooking. OG was going off and doing the things everyone talked about during the preseason.
And then they fucking iced him.
And then him and Scottie Barnes get three fouls midway through the second quarter.
Yeah.
And then everything changed after that.
Of course. Yeah.
Everything changed. And it's like, yeah, you know, but then they had the rest of the game. It's like, yeah, but the two dudes that literally shut down Luka. You took them both. Not one. You took them both out of the game.
Yeah.
And Luka Doncic is too freaking good to have any opening. You know what I mean? Like, you can't.
If your best defender's not on him,
it's over.
You're in a lot of fucking trouble.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
And then they went on like a run, and everyone's like, oh, they're tired on a back to back. And that's all true, too. But, dude, the refs straight up messed that game up. Yeah. 100%.
I 100% agree. And that will happen.
It's gonna happen more for sure. It's gonna continue to happen.
That will be a reoccurring thing that'll happen this year. I'm sure.
Three fouls on both those guys.
Yeah.
Halfway through the second
and
quarter.
And tiki-tack bullshit fouls.
What? Like, and then Luka didn't get his first foul until like midway through the fourth. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
What do we? Come on. We've all listened to the whistleblower.
He's one of the faces of the new NBA. They're not gonna.
He is.
Not going to make him sit down for extended periods of time in a game.
No, I would just, but that was like, I just couldn't get past it. And then, yeah, they did get tired in the second half and all that stuff. And I was like, okay, cool. But it's like we were cooking and then just shut down. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So.
The refs iced the game for us for sure. They poured water on our fire.
You know?
Yeah.
Right. Anyway. So that was that game. And then the Bulls game, I mean, listen, great to see DeMar DeRozan back, of course.
He came to kill us.
He did it.
He sure did.
I was at that game, too. I was lucky to get two early games in so far this season. This time I went with my girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Then she's a pretty big basketball fan. She unnecessarily reminded me every 5 minutes how hot she thought DeRozan is. Like, really, she's like, he really is a good looking, eh?
I'm just, DeRozan?
I don't know.
So this is the thing with our girlfriends, man. It's so sketchy.
Right?
You like some sketchy men.
And I was like, hey, look at Zach LaVine. Isn't he handsome?
Beautiful.
Look at this man.
She looks like he's wearing lip gloss all the time, Zach LaVine.
And she's like, yeah, no, he's hot too, but DeRozan, oh my goodness.
Look at his Heath Ledger tattoo.
She said that. She goes, well, he's got a Joker tattoo. He's pretty sad, eh? And I was like, actually, he got that after he was traded. Yeah. So, yes, he is.
Yes, he is. He's still bitter about it.
Yeah. And then that loss, man, Fred did everything, like almost brought us back.
You can't slander that man. You cannot like that. That's all heart.
And speaking of those ticky-tack fouls in the Dallas game, Fred gets nothing. That man does not get any calls ever. Like, it is wild that he gets nothing ever. Like, he's
getting swatted up too.
You know what I mean?
Like, oh yeah. He's getting hit on every drive.
Unbelievable. But again, don't want to focus on
still early
the negativity. It's very early. It's very early. And 1-3, of course, not the ideal start. I will say it was kind of nice that at least DeRozan took out and he in the player intros, he legit got the loudest noise.
Yeah.
Like in
and deservedly so, man.
Yeah,
chew
yeah.
that man until he retires.
He like the buildup for the Raptors intro was like obviously huge, but no one got as much noise as DeRozan.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I was part of that. I was screaming when he came out, and then when everyone else was like, yeah, you know.
Dude, I love that dude. It's even better to love him from afar. It's cool if you come in and fuck up our team once a year at this point.
Yes.
In our franchise, right?
And they're 4-0 now, the Bulls.
Yeah,
they do look pretty good.
They look good, man. Lonzo's wicked.
Obviously, LaVine's like, I don't know, maybe he's gone to another level or something. He was hitting shots that I was just like, what is happening right
Blowing
now?
Blowing my mind. I was screaming at the TV.
Yeah, he looked amazing. And then Buddy Caruso, these look good, man. Like
he
I was like,
dude.
You know what I mean? Like I was like, is this hype because he's playing for the Lakers? And now watch him on another team. I'm like, no, nice.
He got a MVP chance the other
as he should.
Yeah,
as he should.
And he was like, yeah, dude, he was like a classy fucking kid. He was like, he's like, I appreciate it, don't get me wrong. He's like, but should do that when Zach or DeMar at the line, not me.
That's so funny. Like,
you're a sweet kid, man.
That is so funny. So,
and he got charged with weed over the summer, remember?
Yeah, he did.
So that's my people, man.
Yeah, really? Yeah. A moment's away from getting a jersey.
Yeah.
What a great man. But, yeah, 1-3. I don't know. Obviously didn't expect to go 1-3. The Dallas loss, like, kind of shady. The home opener, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Bulls won fine, but yeah, it's early.
It's early, yeah. And OG, like, even in the foul problems in the Bulls game, where it was like OG picked up two, like, ticky-tack fouls.
Mm-hmm.
And those were on him. Those were on the ref. Like, you got to be...
Yeah.
You can't go reach for a ball on DeMar DeRozan. He's going to get that call. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So he's got to get better. I don't know. All this will be fixed when Pascal comes back. I'm confident of it.
Agreed. There are moments where you're just like, oh, here we go. Like, now it's happening. You know what I mean? But then there are also moments where you're just like, this does not. That pick and roll.
It's one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
It's like
disgusting.
Legit. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing a couple, but I seriously think they connected on it twice.
Maybe.
In the first four games.
Yeah. No.
There's the one that was a crazy one from like half court almost, that alley oop.
Yeah.
And then there was one in the Chicago game. And then I don't know. It seems like it never.
That's a turnover every goddamn
works.
Time.
Like it never works.
It's a roll, fucking. It's a disaster. It's and hopefully that's a gelling thing. Like and you know that's
no,
a reps
totally.
Thing, right? Like we'll
totally.
Get better at that.
Yes,
I hope. Maybe Precious can't catch a ball, but we don't know yet. Well, it's still early to tell.
Yeah, exactly. All of this is so early. But your initial thoughts on him, like he's really good.
Yeah.
But is he NBA starter good? Do you know what I mean? Like what are we?
I don't know yet.
Right? Like,
it's not enough. I haven't seen enough. Like, I get mad when he hesitated a few of those threes. It's weird when he hesitates and then takes some other ones. I'm like, come on, buddy. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Just take the goddamn three.
He had a wide open one in the Chicago game and just chucked it away.
Passed it. Well, it's the same thing. He just runs to the key and then handoff, and it's just like nothing happens. We're just back in the same spot at the beginning of the possession, right? Like, 100%. Over and over and over again.
There's so many times when the offense just looks like it's that. It's like one of them just dribbles right into the middle and chucks it up, and it's nothing. And
no,
it, and
nothing
it's
happens.
Like what?
Yeah.
Like this looks like our rec league team. Like what?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's about as effective as our pick and roll is as theirs was to start the season. So
that's early. Any reason to panic?
No, I'm not panicking at all.
No.
Our best player is not even here yet.
Agreed.
Plus, Utah come. Apparently, they full contact practice today.
Okay.
And they're going to go down with 9:05 for a couple more.
Okay.
Just practice scrimmages or whatever.
I like that.
So they're close, and Siakam apparently is like a little bit ahead of schedule, and Utah's like ready to go soon.
Nice.
So that'll help our spacing, and I mean Siakam, we'll fix a lot of these problems.
Definitely. Agreed. And I guess the biggest positive to take away is Scottie Barnes looks really, really great.
And Gary Trent Jr.
Man, he's had some games.
Woo!
Yeah.
But he cannot catch and shoot. He's got to catch and move and then shoot.
He's very streaky. He's very John Starks. Like, he's going to get you 30 or he's going to brick and go 2 for 16. But hey, man, when he's cooking.
When he gets hot, man.
Yeah, but I don't think there's any reason to panic. It's like, whatever.
Thing two.
So, been very lucky. As I said, I've already gone to 2 games this year. Crazy. I don't think I've gone to 2 games this early in my life ever before. Very grateful to get to go to these games. It's nice. It's nice to see full arenas.
Yeah.
But let's get down to the nitty gritty here. The food. I went off the board at one of the games.
I like that.
Right?
I like that.
Because my girlfriend doesn't drink.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to the game. Oh, that was the other thing, actually. I got to talk about this right now. So when I was with your girlfriend, she drinks.
Yeah, yeah.
We got shit-faced.
That's my people.
Yeah. So That was like an experience where we're shit-faced.
Yeah.
And you the went Bulls sober. Game, totally sober. I didn't drink anything.
Yeah.
Different experience. Kind of liked it. Wasn't bad.
It's you understand a lot more. You can control your emotions a lot better.
Much
I think.
Different experience. Yeah. Much different experience. Almost caved at one point. I was like, what am I doing? I'm not drinking at this basketball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's shocking
like,
to me. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like, oh, it's Monday. Like, I got to get up in the morning. You know, anyway. So.
Yeah, you talked yourself out of it, which is good.
Yes, exactly. No regrets. But then that puts even more emphasis on the food.
Yes.
Right? Because you're like, what?
You can taste every morsel.
What are we
of
doing
it.
Here? Yeah, right? Like, yeah, we need something. So my girlfriend very much is like, well, I don't want pizza. I'm like, hey, listen, we've got options here. We can do whatever you want.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? We went poutine.
Whoa.
Never would have thought I would order poutine.
Holy smoke. From where?
At a sporting event. They've got a poutinery.
Okay.
The one we found was on the main floor. I think there might be one in the 300s. I'm not sure. But ours was main floor. Gotta say, very good.
Wow.
Would go back.
How much did you pay? Do you remember?
$12.
Okay. Well, right. That's a lot for fries and gravy and cheese.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. $12 or $12.50. But I was like, you know what? Again, I'm not slamming $16 beers, so I'm saving money.
You're saving $80.
This is a deal.
Yeah.
This is a deal.
Yeah.
So it was good, though. No regrets. Like, and she got the same thing, really enjoyed it, was like telling people in our section about it. Like,
that's amazing.
Yeah, really promoting it, which was nice. We were fully...
Try the poutine.
Fully invested. And I would definitely go back. But then as we were like browsing menus and looking at food, I did go to... Porchetta and Company? Is that what the place is called?
Yeah.
And I did look at the chicken sandwich.
It looked good.
$16 for just the sandwich. Yeah. Which, listen, I get it.
Hey, it's a $12.50 for a poutine.
You know what I mean? I get it. We're at the Scotiabank. It's the Raptors.
Yeah.
MLSC. I get it.
Bunch of crooks on the top.
I just couldn't think. I was like, I can't do that yet. Like, I'm not. It's too early in the season for me to be like, yeah, I'll spend $16 on a chicken sandwich.
Yeah. That's fair. You know what I mean? We got a long way to go, Barry.
Right?
There are a lot of tickets we got.
I mean, when you and I go, I'm sure we'll do it.
Yeah, we should.
You know?
We should just for...
We'll take out a loan.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get the meal. You know what I mean?
I'll start selling t-shirts or some shit. We'll figure it out.
Exactly. But $16, man, for the chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Just the sandwich.
Yeah. You know what? I think it might be about $13 at the actual restaurant outside of there. So
okay.
It's not a crazy markup.
All right. I mean, the pictures look good, though.
They make a good sandwich there.
But I'll recommend that poutine. And they have different, like, you can get custom ones as well.
Put whatever the hell you want on it?
Yeah, there's like, I don't know, Mexican ones and like chili ones or, you know.
Get a little like fry supreme going.
Exactly. They've got that stuff there.
I like that.
But it was worth it, man. I'd recommend the poutine at Scotiabank Arena.
My first game is the Brooklyn.
Okay.
So I already know what I'm going to try.
Okay.
And the newest addition to the Scotiabank food scene is Leela's Roti and Doubles. You can
really?
Get Roti and Doubles at the goddamn Scotiabank.
Really?
Yeah, about friggin' time, buddy. I'm pumped.
How did I not see that?
I'm
wow.
going to get doubles. It's on the it's in the hundreds, I think. So it's
okay. Oh, wow.
So I'm definitely I'm going to get doubles.
Okay.
And I don't know how much those cost, but if that shit is...
Well,
if I'm paying $6 for a double, I'll snap.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be in that ballpark.
That's like a $2.50 max
for
a double.
Yeah, well...
But anyhow, that's what I'm going for.
Okay. It's obviously expensive, but the quality's there, you know? And the portion, too, was decent. Like, I didn't have any regrets.
You weren't mad.
No, I enjoyed it. I ate all of it. Was very happy.
Yeah.
Felt fine after.
Did you get like a water or something?
Yeah. Yeah, we got a water, and like a soda, you know?
Yeah, okay. Okay, a soda. There you go. You got a little bit crazy.
Not bad. Not bad. All in all, happy with the experience. And just in terms of like other arena things, like the in-game ops, everything's pretty much the same.
Yeah.
It might be a bit quieter. Like, it doesn't seem so like ear-piercingly loud, but then I was like, maybe I've lost some hearing.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe,
you know what I mean?
It's deafened you to the point where...
Exactly. Where now I'm like, oh, now it's tolerable. But it's because it's because...
You beat me down.
Yeah, exactly.
You fucked up my ears.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Are there people with the t-shirts coming around or no? They're back?
They're not as frequent, but there was, like, literally from tip off, there was someone in our
section.
Yeah. Oh, and they do a thing now too. At least they didn't do it during the home opener, but they did it, and I assume they do it every night, because I don't know why it would have been just the Bulls game, but they get everyone to turn the light on their phones for the player intro.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty nice.
That makes good. For some nice...
So that was the person, was at the t-shirt person was in there. It's like, everyone got your light on? Everyone, and I did it. I was like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, of course. It's early in the season. We're not fucking angry at them yet. I'll play along with your little games here.
Yeah, exactly. And then they never... I don't think they ever came back after that.
That's good.
It was okay.
I honestly think sometimes they see just the anger. Like, they see that you're annoyed and you're like, okay, we can't come here.
Exactly. And I feel bad because it's not their fault. Like, they're just doing their jobs. You know what I mean?
Making minimum wage, throwing t-shirts and getting people to scream.
They're doing what they're asked to be doing.
Yeah.
So it's not their fault. But also, I'm like, please, everyone in the section is always like, leave. Please leave.
At least get out my way. Like, you're blocking the view.
Yes. Yeah, too much. Hey, listen, all in all, in-game experience so far so good. Can't complain.
Yeah, I mean, one of our goals is to try as much different food as we can. So we're off to a flying start here.
Hey, man.
Poutine.
I'm not even a poutine guy, really.
I didn't take you for one.
No.
I was very shocked when you said you had a poutine.
Yeah, but it was...
Or poutine.
Right, exactly.
I'll never say that.
No regrets.
We got thing three.
Now, we, of course, are trying to stay positive, as always, on the podcast.
Yeah. It's a positive podcast.
Yeah, there are some elements of these first four games that have not been positive.
No.
Goran Dragic is an extremely good basketball player. Like, he's really good.
For us.
No. Like, no, you're right.
Not yet, anyhow.
I honestly believe if he were healthy during that Lakers finals in the bubble.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean?
I'm not saying
Miami wins, but who fucking knows?
Yeah.
It goes seven games, probably.
Yeah, that was fairy tale story, too. Like, for him to, what did he get, plantar fasciitis or something? Like,
he's good, which is all the more reason why we're like, what is going on right now?
Yeah, well,
he's looked like pure garbage.
He's bricking layups.
Pure garbage.
If he hit those two wide open layups, we would have won the game yesterday.
like bunnies. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Chucking
the ball all over the place.
Yeah, it's
like, you know.
Yeah, maybe he's just I don't know. Like, he just got to settle in with these new guys, right? Like, I think I don't know.
This was like during one of the games. They showed like during a break, he was like trying to. Like, he was yelling at the team and trying to, like, in a positive way, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
trying to pump him up.
I was like, oh, that's, you know, it's good. That's great. He's committed and he's doing that. But also, I'm like, why the fuck are they listening to you, dude? Like, what?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Do you got an NBA champion? There's three NBA champions sitting right there. Like, we, you know?
Probably anyway, listen to them, yeah.
Whatever. It's good. He's getting involved. It's fine.
It'll be fine.
But he's looked like shit.
He sure has. Dude, I always wonder about, like, so he wears, like, a very heavy brace on his knee. Right, and it looks like you know those like carbon fiber ones.
Okay, yeah.
He wears that underneath the leg sleeve. I'm like, doesn't that shit hurt if you hit like if you bump knees with that guy? Don't you just fucking destroy their knee?
Yeah, that's a good point. I thought of that.
Huh. I don't know why I thought about that. Like, I was just like, that's gotta hurt, man. Like, you go for a loose ball and you hit a fucking his goddamn titanium knee fucking brace.
Yeah. Yeah, you're hitting metal. No one's expecting that. The other side to it is like he's getting a lot of minutes. And
he's getting minutes over a certain kid that I know whose father might not be.
This is the thing.
I checked. He's not. He hasn't gone crazy shit face on Facebook, but you better believe when he does, it's coming.
What do you think is going on there? Do you think it's just there's too many?
Well, he might have a mandate from the higher ups that like, hey, we gotta trade this motherfucker, so you gotta play him a little bit.
Yeah, I was
like,
thinking that too. That would make a lot of sense.
He's gotta get some minutes to show the league what he can do, because if we know he wants to go to Dallas, but I'm like, we don't, you know, that's not a done deal. We still want to leverage and Masai's the best, so.
Exactly, but it's funny because I was thinking that too, but then it's like, oh, but he's making things worse by playing. You're just like,
you're tanking your own trade value. You're fucking everything up.
You're not helping, Goran. We'll get you out of here, but stop fucking it up. You know,
hit some layups, brother.
Yeah,
you're all right. Might just be a feel chemistry thing, like
totally
where
That's
guys
it.
Need the ball on the court. He doesn't know
it
yet.
It is all only four games in, and he is good. He is a really
good player.
He's really good at basketball. So it's whatever. It's only been 1 week. totally fine. But it is interesting that Malachi is getting no minutes. Like, I think he's had 3 minutes in four games.
Yeah, well, he didn't play for three of them.
Right.
Played one game garbage time, right?
And he's looked good. Like, in preseason, he looked good. You know? Like,
dude, it was sad, man. Like, he was on the court shooting. I don't know if you guys saw you left. Yeah, after the game when everyone left, he came back out by himself.
Yeah. Like, good on him.
Like, he got yelled at or something. Like, it's like he drowned.
Hey, man, he's got the work ethic. And he, in summer league and preseason, he looked good.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. And something's going on.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of, you know, through the first four games, it's clear that Nick Nurse likes Delano.
Hey.
And I'm not mad at that, dude. Dude has been amazing every friggin' minute he's played.
Yeah.
Big fan.
He was the main highlight from the opener. When he gets his
half-court
shot, I'm like, welcome to the Toronto Raptors. Yeah. Welcome to the league.
What a first bucket.
Right?
Toronto kid, yeah.
Oh, man. Amazing. And other things like Chris Boucher ain't look too.
Yeah, that's.
He ain't look too good either.
No,
like, which is surprising.
Yeah, well, I'll give him some run because he had the dislocated finger surgery and missed, you know, all training camp and everything. So it's like, okay, maybe you're playing yourself back in, but like the mistakes. First of all, sometimes he just thinks he's fucking Kobe Bryant and is shooting insane shots. I'm like, what in God's name are you doing, Chris?
Yeah.
Like, I've yelled at the TV so many times. Chris, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, it's weird.
And so it feels like he's in the doghouse too. Well, Nick Nurse called him out.
He did.
Publicly. And then he did not play any better after that.
Because, you know, of course, not having a true big, you can see teams work to exploit that.
Yep.
But even him, like, dude, like, you're not big, like, thick. Like, you're going to get bodied, but you got to be able to block some shots down there, but you got to get a fucking rebound.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And the shot selection and just generally on defense, he looks like he doesn't know what the hell is going on sometimes, which is very weird.
Yeah. Yeah. But,
it could all just be chemistry, man. It could all 100%. Just be chemistry.
100%.
And,
it's only been four games.
Yeah.
Everything's fine, but just a weird start. Didn't see these things coming, you know, but
this is why
we watch the games.
And
right?
We would not, you know, be harping on this as much as we are if we did not have a podcast.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
we got it.
I probably wouldn't been giving Chris Boucher a lot of shit if we didn't have a podcast.
You got to fill the time somehow.
We got one, man, every week. So
listen, if you're going to find any sort of negative stuff that could be improved, it's Dragic and Chris Boucher at this point.
Yeah.
And hopefully Malachi Flynn gets some minutes.
Yeah, poor kid.
And very surprising that Eric has not done anything, which even more so lends to, like, maybe they've literally told him, they're like, look, dude, you're not going to get many minutes until we ship Goran out, you know?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe not, though.
But it's like Delano took all his minutes. I'm not even mad at it. Like, I'm like, I like this shit, dude. Like, he's wicked.
He's fast.
Okay, he can just defend way more positions than Malachi can. And, like, when that guy gets fucking strong, when he gets his man body, good God, dude.
He got the loudest ovation next to DeRozan's intro, maybe even more than DeRozan's intro. Just when he's brought in, whenever it was, like, second quarter, just came in. Everyone lost. Like, it's like we just won the game. Like, everyone, it was great. So good. So, yeah, whatever.
We'll wait and see.
We're fine.
Game by game.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Thing four? Four for the... Thing four.
Okay, now for some real negativity.
Yeah.
Some just pure piece of garbage, human trash bag. Any explicit if you want to use.
Yeah. Feel free to let it all out.
Ed Rogers just seems like one of the worst human beings on the planet.
Yeah.
Right now. The article came out on Monday in the Toronto Star about him trying to block MLSE from re-signing Masai Ujiri, which makes no sense other than it's just him trying to big dog.
Yeah, or be being a little bit racist, to be honest. That's what I kind of felt from it. I'm like,
that
this guy's a
absolutely possible
racist fucking psychopath.
Absolutely possible when you're that wealthy and you've grown up with that much privilege and you're that white.
Yeah.
There's a good chance you don't really communicate with people outside of that circle.
Also, your family fucking hates you.
Yeah, so That's the thing. Also, it's great that this is all running parallel to Succession. I don't know if you've been watching.
I have not, but I've heard. No, I've never seen Succession
what?
Once. No, no.
What?
I have not.
Dude.
I know. I keep seeing it on Twitter. I'm like, I don't know what that is.
Yo,
what's going on?
We should just stop the podcast right now and find a stream. Holy shit.
How many seasons is Succession at now?
We're in season 3 now, episode 2. But dude, it's like, oh, yo, you.
I can catch up.
Have to. You'll bang through it. You'll bang through season one and two.
What's it on?
It's on HBO and Crave.
Okay.
But, I mean, obviously you can find it wherever. You know. But it's, oh my God, man. It's up there. Like, it's one of the best shows. Whew, it's good.
I've heard only good things, so I'm behind for
guarantee
sure.
You'll like it. But, so it just came back 2 weeks ago, and it's basically this scenario, like a family multimedia conglomerate. Like, this is it. This is really what it is. And there's family infighting, just like there is with Rogers.
Yeah.
Because, like, his mom and two sisters vote him off the board.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah. His sister's just on Twitter talking shit about him. I'm like, this is the best, dude.
Yeah. So the fact that he tried to block the organization from re-signing Masai Ujiri.
He called him arrogant. He thought he came with bodyguards. The man came with a driver.
Listen, also, you know what, man? If you can fucking get an NBA championship in Canada, you can be a little arrogant. And he's not, though. That's the thing.
The arrogant thing was, I'm like, oh, you're just racist.
Yeah, that's racist. you're racist. Yeah, exactly.
That's definitely the part where I was like, arrogant.
Like you see how that man, Masai Ujiri, is self-made and become one of the most successful people on the planet, and you were born into a family and have done, and your family doesn't even respect
they
you.
They don't trust you to fucking do anything.
Yeah, it's that. But, dude, shout out to Larry Tannenbaum for vetoing all that stuff, because he's got the power to, apparently. That's what the NBA put in, is like, there has to be one dude
in
each franchise that can veto everything, just to avoid this kind of
thing. That's fucking amazing.
So shout out to him.
Thank God for Larry. Cheers all around for Larry.
Yeah, it's amazing. And
this is why you should always boo these motherfuckers.
Yes.
All times.
Yes.
Cheer Larry. He's proven a good man. But everyone else fucking boo him.
It's interesting, too, because some people, you know, when that article came out on Monday, some people were like, I'm canceling Rogers. And then there's some people who were like, well, it doesn't matter if you cancel. They don't give a fuck. Listen, I don't know if you've ever canceled a Rogers account. They give a fuck.
Yeah, okay. They try to hold on to
you. Dude, it is the best feeling in the world.
Yeah.
I've went from them to another phone company. I think I went to like TELUS, who are also whatever, but they just kept treating me like garbage. And then finally my contract ended and I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah.
And they're like,
what?
Yeah. And I was like, no, I'm done. Like, I'm canceling all this stuff. And they would not leave me alone. They're like, we'll give you this. I'm like, yo, where were you? Past 2 years when I've been asking you to just.
And when you were fucking me, the whole time.
You know what I mean?
And then
even like, I had to go into the Rogers store in the Eaton Center, and they were like, we'll give you a phone, we'll do this. And I was like, nah, it's too late, I'm out.
Yeah,
what a great feeling.
So
if anyone has a Rogers account and isn't happy, I'm with Virgin right now, they're fine. I'm good with them.
Yeah.
They don't, and I also enjoy that they don't you know, hold half of a monopoly in this country over everything. You know, so yeah, I'd recommend Virgin. I'm confident saying that. But whatever, you do what you got to do. You know what I mean? All I'm saying, though, is if you want to piss off Rogers, cancel your account. And you can tell him straight up. Be like, yo, I don't want to support Edward Rogers. And I love Masai Ujiri.
Yeah.
And that'll fuck him up. And that'll get back to them.
If enough people do it, 100%. Well,
yeah.
this backlash is not done yet, I don't think.
I don't think so. But I'm even just based on like my, like what, I, like I had a cell phone account with them. And they were going crazy just to lose me, one person.
Well, I need a new phone, and I did that. I'm very happy with my plan.
Okay.
And you know, just online, I'm like, you know, you go check upgrade your phone or whatever, and I'll have to sign a new, way more expensive contract to get a new phone. And I'm like, well,
yeah,
looks like I'm gonna have some leverage here.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go shopping.
Yeah,
let's go shopping.
So I'll keep the listeners updated on this quest.
That's good. That's great. You're with Rogers now?
I'm with Rogers right now.
Oh, buddy. Let's fucking find some.
And I've needed a... My phone does not charge. I can't plug it in and charge it. I have to charge it on a wireless dock.
Okay, let's go shopping.
Yeah. Oh, it's time.
And absolutely, you should tell them when you leave that it's... because of Messiah Ujiri.
It's Ed Rogers' disrespect to my goddamn hero. So.
I'm not even exaggerating. If I had a plan, I would do that. Yeah. I would, even if my plan was good. Because the thing is, you can go to... I bet you if you go to Virgin, they'll match the plan you've got now. Because that's what I did when left whoever they left before them, like TELUS.
But who does Virgin like use?
Buddy, I don't know, but I've honestly never had an issue.
Okay.
Ever.
Because I still think it's going to be like TELUS or Rogers'
shit,
seriously. Right?
That's hilarious.
I mean?
I don't know. But anyway.
Imagine you're still,
that is funny.
You're
if it's
still
like
with Rogers.
The money's still going to Rogers. Oh, my God. Whatever. In my mind, I'm not. So
yeah.
I can sleep.
Yeah. It doesn't say Rogers on your phone, so you're not fucking reminded of it every time.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Speaking of phones, Kyle Lowry is still my phone background.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I've got him and Messiah Ujiri with the trophy.
I'm gonna have to change it soon, though.
You think so?
Yeah,
I guess so.
He's also my Facebook goddamn cover photo. I'm like, I gotta let go, man.
You know what is great though is his mom is still actively
following,
participating in Raptors Twitter.
Shout out to Marie, man.
Like she's still like commenting on Raptors games. I'm just like, this is the best.
Yeah,
you know, she really is like the mom of Raptors Twitter.
100%.
You know. What a great woman. What a great person. Anyway, well, that's good. That's a great thing we can do this season is we'll follow your cell phone.
Battles.
Adventures.
I'm ready to go to fucking war with Rogers. I'll tell you that much.
Let's do it.
I was before this story came out. Now it's just like, oh, you're going to get some calls.
You just poured gasoline on the fire. And thank God for Larry Tannenbaum stepping in and making things right. And clearly... Edward Rogers is a, like, I mean, just look at everything that's going on, even outside of the, which also, that was what I was wondering. I was like, is this, see, man, if you're watching Succession, this is where we'd
be able to,
you know what I mean? Cause they're like,
connect a little bit better on what's going on.
They're playing the media. I feel like there's all this back and forth going on with the board and everything in their company. And they're like, here, let's throw out this story about how Ed's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And then they just let, but anyway.
We knew the board, there was board changes during the Messiah, like last year.
Yeah.
There were board changes. Remember we were talking about it? We were like, that's what we were scared about, where you're like, something fucking weird is happening in the MLC board. And what does that mean for Messiah Ujiri and why are these goddamn talks taking so long, right? Like,
yeah, you're right.
Turns out Ed Rogers is just a fucking idiot.
There's the answer, man. It's just that.
Thank God.
Right? Like...
Like, thank God, this the dude. Whoa.
Yeah, I want to get a Larry Tannenbaum jersey.
One rich man could have fucked up so much.
Yes.
Shout out, Larry.
Thing five.
Back to the positivity. This, I think, is legit. Like, there was kind of a leak, potentially, of the new City Edition jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
Seems real. I don't know. Who knows? You know? What are your thoughts
It's been shared by, reputable... accounts that seem like they've been right about things.
They look pretty great.
They're fire.
They look great. They're basically the original jersey, but black and gold.
Mm-hmm. OVO colors.
And then the Raptor is wearing a newer Chevron jersey.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah. Little updated thing.
They look pretty dope, man.
I'm going to pick myself up one, buddy. That's the one for this year, yeah.
I think I might have to as well. Because that jersey is fucking... That is sick.
I'm all for just going back to the goddamn, the dinosaur, like put the dinosaur back on the jersey, bring back the purples, bring back the whites, and let's go that way. And then
definitely.
That could be your alternate one.
Yeah.
But I like our black ones this year too. Like they're wicked jerseys, man.
We're in a good spot jersey wise. Yeah. Definitely. But those
the zigzag pinstripe stuff is fire. Always.
Yeah, man. I think that if those are ones are real, these ones that are leaking where it's the, I think. I'm gonna make a move. Who do you get though in this?
This is the problem.
You know,
but it might be a Banton jersey.
Dude,
man.
I was gonna say the exact same thing.
Like, how can you not? I'm like, you know, I try to buy like a, you know, one jersey if there's a fire one. I'll buy one a year. You know,
right?
Buy one jersey a year. Mm-hmm. Nice to have. I rarely wear jerseys. Sometimes I don't even wear them in the games, actually. I'm just like, what the fuck do I have these jerseys for?
It is, but a Banton one's going to be timeless.
Yeah.
That's always going to be
a thing.
And I think
I'm like, we'll have so much time to get a Scotty one, right? Like, it's really, that's who it's. I don't have a Fred jersey yet, and I would like to get one eventually, but I'm definitely got Delano over Fred for wanting of jerseys, right?
Definitely, man. Even if for some reason it doesn't work out. He plays like 1 or 2 years, and then that's whatever. Yeah. It's still never going to.
It's the moment in time.
Yeah, exactly. There's so much depth to it. You know, the 45, Kipling bus, Rexdale kid.
Yeah.
And then it's still got the old school, but then it's got the OVO colors. There's a lot of layers going there.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I think that's the one. And then I'll wait on a Scotty.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Because that's the next one. It was between Delano and Scotty.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. I can't wait for the goddamn OVO court and those jerseys to hit and then Delano comes out. Woo!
Yeah, that's gonna be
Drake will be there.
That is gonna be all right.
Woo!
Yeah. You know what was funny about the home opener? Is Drake was there, of course. And then Lupe Fiasco played at halftime.
We didn't talk about that. How in the fuck?
I don't know.
And Carnell did the opener.
He did do the opener, yes.
And Drake is just sitting there like, God damn, I'm way more successful than you fools.
I know, yeah. Yeah. But Lupe played the halftime,
which I don't understand how we...
It was,
how do we get him? And I heard he did good. I didn't see
I only saw like a couple minutes and then...
Yeah.
But then Drake never came back for the second half. I was like, oh, he's probably just hanging out with Lupe in the underground.
Him and Cardinal back there.
Yeah. Anyway.
Hit us up and tell us what jersey you're going to get this year. I'm curious to know.
That's the real question. Is there that City Edition jersey, is there a better option than getting a Banton? Or are we crazy? But I don't think we're crazy. I think a lot of people would be on board with that.
I think that's the... That's the move, man.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Thing 7? Not yet. No. Only 6.
Twitter questions.
Ooh, happy to have you guys back.
Thank you to everyone who hit us up. First Twitter question session of season 9. Feels good. Also happened in the middle of the afternoon, so appreciate people that...
Yeah, and you guys got them out, though.
Yeah. First things first, Steven. Oh, should preface that. For the tweet, we said we're recording a podcast. Do you have questions, thoughts, or motivational quotes?
Mm-hmm. And we got one right out the gate.
Right out the gate. Steven came at us. Work and you will be strong. Sit and you will rot. Ukrainian proverb, that's Svi Mikhailuk.
That's pretty good, man.
I'm never going to get his name.
Mihailuk.
Keeps repeating at OVO Center, probably.
I haven't even been mad at Svi, man.
He's been okay.
Yeah, he can't play defense for shit, but he's trying.
He hustles.
Yeah.
He hustles. Works hard.
He's just a bigger Matt Thomas, and that's fine. Speaking of Matt Thomas, he was there. He's sitting on the bench, rotting away in Chicago. On Chicago's bench.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, good for him.
Matt Thomas was in the house yesterday.
Wow. MTG Joe. What is going through Eric Flynn's mind based on Malachi's minutes so far? Also, moving close to Chica's chicken, what should my first order be? Well, yeah, I think we mentioned Eric Flynn is probably, I mean, he's stewing.
Yeah, that's...
There's
Malachi's brothers are taking the computer cord, buddy, so he can't get on.
He has been signed out of his account. Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know. There's a post coming soon, though. If things
Something's
don't change,
gonna happen. Yeah.
You gotta believe there's gonna be a lot of all caps. Might even be a couple exclamation points.
Oh yeah,
you know,
you can count on that.
Get ready for that. And then Chica's chicken. I think you gotta go with whatever the standard one is that comes on the toast.
Yeah, get the one on the toast.
Yeah.
100%.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Chicken's phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Dirty Alan Pond. Can Scotty Barnes be better than Giannis? It's funny. I don't know if this... We as Raptor fans are just so excited that we've had a lottery pick for the first time in however many years. Mm-hmm. But like Twitter, Reddit, everyone is losing their fucking mind for Scotty Barnes.
Brian Scalabrine.
Like it is. And that's great. Do you know what I mean? But yeah. There's even like, I forget, someone from like the Sun or someone like a legit media person after the Boston game tweeted. They're like, you know, it's not out of the realm of possibility that Scotty Barnes becomes the greatest Raptor of all time just based on his attitude and game plan.
His skill set, his size.
We're two games in.
Yeah. No, I'm all for it. He's going to be the best. He's going to be better than Giannis.
Yeah. So there it is. Okay.
He's top 10 player in the league, in the history of the league. Top 75 they're doing, 75th anniversary, 75 greatest players. Scotty Barnes is going to be on that list. Easy. Four games in.
Love it. Michael Barnes. I don't think he's related to Scotty. What would constitute a successful season for you guys? Is anything beneath the playoffs a failure? Are you guys happy with a wins and lessons season speckled with fun moments from Scotty, Delano, and other young players? I mean, a week ago, I thought we were making the playoffs.
Yeah, I thought we were going to win every home game we had.
I think we can still make the playoffs.
I mean, who knows? Well, who knows? I'm fine either way, man. Like, that's a wait and see thing. We'll see which way we're trending as a team. I get two goddamn lottery picks and 2 years in a row. I'm not even mad at that, dude.
No, exactly. And again, it is only 1 week in, and Pascal Siakam is not back yet, so we could be.
We'll be trending upwards very soon.
Definitely. So I would say for me, a successful season is finishing like 6th seed.
Yeah.
Which I think is still
possible. And I think it's more than attainable, of course, yeah.
Yeah, no. Scotty Barnes likes baked beans. I do as well, but that's no meal. Maybe we can bring him some PG Clucks or Heartbreak Chef.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He would, everyone would love Heartbreak Chef or PG Clucks.
Both phenomenal.
As well. What are your thoughts on baked beans?
Well, my grandparents are British. So,
oh, there we go.
Did grow up eating some toast and beans.
Yeah
baked beans, like you get the ones with the maple in them. It's fucking good. It's nice breakfast. Yeah, it's a British breakfast, dude.
What? Really?
100%. That's what you eat. So that's part of
for breakfast,
part of your British breakfast. Yeah, some sausages.
British food is
beans. It's
fucking trash.
It's all brown.
It's trash.
It's all brown and fried. It's disgusting.
God, you're living over there. It's raining.
It took me years to trust Gordon Ramsay as a chef.
90% of the time.
How like, what do you know about food?
How could you? I mean, baked beans are fine.
You never had baked beans in the morning?
Not in the morning. Definitely not in the morning.
On toast?
I'm not a psychopath, no.
And an egg. A fried tomato.
That is the
sausage.
Saddest shit. Eating that while it's raining outside and just foggy and teeth are all fucked up. Oh, my God. What a horrible... horrible place to live.
Well, I'll be going to London in March. So
sorry. No disrespect
I'll be able
to your family. No
report
disrespect.
Back. My first time going, so I'll let you know.
Oh, right on. Nice. That's good. Scott of the Dead. Which current or former Raptor best embodies the broadcast's new sponsor, the KFC Double Down? Also, are you guys into this, quote, sandwich, or is it an abomination? I haven't had the Double Down, have you?
Oh, I've had, not this year, but well.
You've had one?
That's a seasonal thing, and you're goddamn right I've had
really?
One. I've had,
how did that go?
I've had two at Woodside Square and Scarborough.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a fan.
You're still here.
Yeah, dude.
Huh.
It's a chicken sandwich without bread.
Yeah.
I just told you, like, baked beans in the morning, Barry.
Yeah, like, you're right.
Like a chicken, right. Cheese, and bacon? What are we doing?
Exactly. Okay. I haven't had it yet. I don't...
You're not. You don't seem keen on it.
I'm a little scared of it, to be honest. Like KFC chicken is a roll of the dice at the best of times, and now you're literally doubling down. Now you're being like, no,
down.
Give me all the chicken, and there's bacon in it too, right?
Yeah, why bacon not? And cheese.
I don't know, man. Maybe.
But hey, man. I'm telling you, You got to take the next day off work. But
I believe that. I absolutely believe that.
It's like you get when you got your second COVID vaccine. It'll fucking take you out for a while.
Yeah. It's the Moderna.
But I think it's good for you.
Of chicken sandwiches. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You do. You build up an immunity to poison. So, all right. Hat Sass. Is the GoDaddy curse now the Mary Brown's chicken curse? And is Chris Boucher the latest victim? It is, first of all, a nicer Mary Brown's commercial this year. They don't just have him putting up shots.
Fighting for a meal?
In a fucking gym for food. But, it's a nice. It's the new commercial is much better. Is it a curse? Maybe. It's not looking good right now.
That's a wait and see thing.
It's a wait and see thing, but, I mean, it's trending there.
It's not looking like it's not a curse, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think we just kind of leave it for now, right? But also, I haven't seen any GoDaddy commercials in general in a few months now. Like, the last ones, I think, were the Andre DeGrasse ones.
Yes.
By the way, shout out to Andre DeGrasse. We have not had a podcast since that guy fucking smoked the
Olympics.
Dominated,
like, yeah.
Oh, my God. And, hey, he fucking kicked the GoDaddy curse in the nuts.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with it. So
yeah, might just be affect Raptors and only Raptors. Everyone else seems to be doing fine.
Finally, last question. Oh, no, there's two more. Never mind. Oh, actually, interestingly, just as we said that, while we're speaking, Sean Conrad hit us up and the thoughts on the Chris Boucher's new Mary Brown's poutine commercial. And poutine, I forgot. It's all full circle here.
Oh, it's all coming together.
We should have done that as the last question. Would have wrapped up the podcast perfectly. Anyway, yeah, it's a pretty good commercial. It's much better than him, again, fighting for a meal.
Yeah, literally had to make shots to eat, which was fucking crazy. Still can't get over how crazy that commercial was.
Yeah. Final question goes to Cameron Hilton. Malachi, Boucher, and some protected picks for Ben Simmons. Who says no?
Well, Daryl Morey says no, but
yeah,
I'm not mad at that.
No, I'd be okay. Why not?
What?
Why not?
Ben Simmons is a good basketball player, man.
I mean,
being a bit of a baby, and some of it, I don't blame him at all.
No,
but practicing
agreed.
With your cell phone in your pocket was fucking crazy.
That's messed up. He's kind of brought some of it on, but then he's kind of getting thrown under the bus. Like, it's, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Oh yeah.
There's some stuff that he deserves, and there's some stuff that's bullshit. But
yep.
Would you want that guy?
In our system, yes, I would.
Eating up that much cap space?
Yeah, I'm not thinking about it in that way.
Like, that's, you know what I mean? Like, that's one of our max contracts is Ben Simmons.
Reality like that. Yeah, I mean, shit, I don't know. Hey, listen, if you want long,
wings?
You know, big, tall, long wing guys that can handle the ball, well, what are we?
No, that's true. That's true. But
none of them can shoot. It's right up what we want.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the vision, man.
Yeah. But the thing is, though, is if he is truly like these mental health struggles that are not, you know, anything to joke about or anything, but if he's truly like, if his brain is, something's off, that's not easy to fix.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, that's like a Chuck Knobloch can't throw to first base back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's like, you can't just trade him and then it's done, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because also, man.
You like, hope, I mean.
I hope for the man, just in terms of him being a human being.
Just a new scenario, new start would help him out, hopefully.
Yeah, but that's not a guarantee.
Yeah, I mean, when your team fucking is wishy-washy, and if they want you or they don't want you, like, one day you're like, I don't give a shit. Joel was like, I don't care about that man, and then he addressed the crowd, said, that's still our brother. When he comes back, that's still our brother. Like, what are we doing here?
I don't know. It is wild, wild times. So
yeah, but for that, I would 100% do.
For Malachi Boucher and some protected picks, sure.
Why not? Roll the dice. Someone's going to roll the dice, and I think it's going to work out good for them.
Do you think so?
I think so.
On SiriusXM this morning, they were talking about him going to either Sacramento for Fox.
I don't think Sacramento would do that.
Or Portland for CJ McCollum. That one's still going, and Portland's shit the bed to start the season.
I watched Portland get the shit kicked out of them yesterday, and Dame Lillard does not look like he wants to be playing for that team right now.
Yeah, it's So I don't know. Something's going on.
Yeah, something's going on.
Something's going on.
Interesting to watch.
Real quick, this just came across the Twitter feed too. Michael Grange asked Nick Nurse about Malachi Flynn being outside. Here's what he said. He goes, well, there's a Fred VanVleet and there's a Goron, and we've given Delano a run. And Delano, he's the one you should probably be asking me about.
Malachi's fucked.
He's come out and played some outstanding every minute. Oh, he's come out and played outstanding every minute he's been out there.
Yeah.
And the offense gets really easy when he's out there, and he's played like 8 minutes a night. You should be all over me for not playing him more. Whoa. So that's the part of the issue. And again, I think Malachi is a good player, right? It's just a matter of timing and numbers and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, he's not like out of the discussion. He almost went in the game last night, almost went in the game in Dallas. Like, it'll happen one of these days. Then it's going to be up to see what he looks like out there. Well, there you go.
I can't be speaking of mental health. That can't be good for your mental health.
Doesn't feel good, but hey, man, shout out to Delano. Getting the love. I like that.
Taking those minutes, baby, Toronto.
I like that a lot. That's good.
He's right. He should play more.
Yeah.
But I think you could play those guys side by side. And take robot legs off the goddamn court a little bit more.
Yeah.
We'll see. Hey, it's early.
It's early. We're 1 week
You're
in.
You're seeing what's working.
We're 1 week in.
No one on our bench can score. We'll be fine.
Things are fine. Thanks to everybody who hit us up on Twitter for all the questions. Appreciate that. And, oh, by the way, real quick, thanks to a couple people who hit us up. We've got this show Thursday, the Comedy Bar in Toronto. If you want to go, just email me, bt.comedyrecords.ca. We'll throw you on the guest list. It's a small show, very intimate, very limited seating.
Yep.
You're performing.
And everyone's vaxxed up.
You got to be vaxxed up to even get in the place. So everyone's safe. Monty Scott, voice of the podcast, is performing. A couple other great comics going to be on there too. So stop by and check it out. If you'd like, just hit me up with an email.
Come party, guys.
Yeah. Other than that, though, again, thanks to everyone who hit us up on Twitter. 1 week in. Nah, we're fine.
We're fine. I'm enjoying it. Happy to be back.
Yes. No reason to panic. There's been some highlights.
Can't wait to get to the arena, get a double.
Gonna be a great season.
Sit down and watch the goddamn Raps.
Yes, absolutely. Let's go Raptors.
Let's go Raptors.